And welcome, everybody, to the first of our rebooted, reformatted, reformulated, re-energized, regenerated, revitalized, recreated, and recreated world-famous Phil Hendry Shows. Man, it has been a while, and we're very happy to be with you, happy to be back on the radio. It ain't been that long, because we've been in touch with everybody via our website, philhendryshow.com, and at philhendryshow.com, if you have a backstage pass, I know it sounds like a pitch. It really isn't. I mean, it is, but it's a very necessary thing. I have to kind of step into this and tell you. You need to have a backstage pass to be a part of the show 100%, because there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that happens. And when I say a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, I ain't kidding, man. I ain't just whistling Dixie. All right, look, I'm not going to screw around too much. I want to get into the essence of what the show is going to be about here over the next few days, perhaps the next few weeks, and that is we're going to be talking about what the show is about, and the best way to describe what the show is about is to show you what the show is about. And so that's what we're going to start doing right now. We're going to be playing some classic bits from the days of yore, as in your, you know, your past and our past. We're going to start out here with Brad Rifkin, a Las Vegas insurance agent. He's going to be talking about animation and how pornography may be actually an acceptable thing if we can just animate it. Wait till you see the extent, the lengths this guy goes to, the depths he sinks to. Brad Rifkin, animation and porn.
Brad, you have been on our program before because you are heavily involved in the not only just the advertising business, but creating ideas for different companies. Now, you are going to be, or were going to be, at the Animators Convention in Las Vegas working with a company that you started. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Philly, the company doesn't have a very original name, but you have to understand in this line of work, in the particular kind of animation we're going to be doing, it's applicable. The company is called La Vida Loca Productions. Having said that, we think that we have hit upon something that is going to respond to a need in the marketplace. We did want to preview this at the Animators Convention in Las Vegas. They have told us that we are not welcome there. We are considering a legal challenge to that because every other animator that we can possibly think of is going to be at this convention.
All right, but it is the nature of the animation that you're talking about that has these people up in arms. You understand that, right?
Well, I understand their objection, yes. But they have failed to address the cogent point that we made to them about the kind of animation we're talking about.
Well, let's let our audience know. And then I'll let you have your say, and you can give me your rationale, but let's let our audience know what this animation is. This is essentially kiddie porn, isn't it?
No, I don't think it is.
Is it not animation featuring the images of children?
It's animation featuring the images of children, yes, that would be accurate.
Is it not pornography?
Let's be clear. When we talk about child pornography, that is illegal.
Can I just interrupt you?
No, I need to finish this point, though, because this is not illegal.
No, but can we first say what it is? It's child pornography, isn't it?
No, I would say it is not. I would say that it is pornography that features the images of children, but it is animated. And the difference, Mr. Andre, is that there is no child being used or hurt or abused in the production of this. And understand that the number one criticism and the number one reason why child pornography is illegal, which, by the way, I happen to agree with, you'd get an argument from some of these animators that I talked to over the last couple of months, but I happen to agree with that, is that children are hurt. Well, no children are hurt when you are animating it.
All right, so you asked to have your films, or the animated DVDs that have been produced by your company, La Vida Loca Productions.
That's correct. Shown at the Animators Convention.
All right, displayed at this Animators Convention. Do you honestly believe that anybody's going to allow this in a convention where people are children?
Well, no. You have to understand that there are areas where adult fare is featured, where children... children under 18 are not allowed to enter. There are viewing booths. There's all manner of protections that are provided by the exhibitors, so that this, you know, so that the people who are under the age of 18 won't see it. Now, let's say this, and I want to get this point out. I said to these people, you prove to me how this is child pornography, and I'll withdraw my request and my threat of a legal challenge. And the only answer I got back was, it's sick, it's twisted, it is pornography that depicts children and so forth. And I said, wait a second, it's an image of a child, but there's no kid in it. All right.
Do you have kids?
That's not a fair question.
I just wanted to know, do you have children?
Again, it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant.
Well, you've been asked that question before, I know.
Yeah, I have been asked that question before, because that's the question that people ask when they are no longer able to mount an argument. Now, I'm giving the animators and the exhibitors associated with the International Expo there in Las Vegas 60 days to respond to my attorney's request that our application be processed and that we be given exhibitor space on the Florida convention while we observe these prescriptions against anyone under the age of 18 to see it. Now,
let me interrupt you and ask you this. Do you understand people's objection?
Well,
I mean, do you understand that when somebody says, I don't want to, what are you talking about, man? This is child pornography. All right, you say it's animated, so there's no kids being hurt. But the fact is, it is a debasing images of children. And to want to have space.
Look at it. I've built my reputation, Mr. Hendry, on thinking outside of the box. That's probably the thing that scares a lot of people in my business.
Well, this is thinking outside of the box. I'm not going to say it's illegal. I don't know. But we may get some calls from people who know the law. But
No, it's not illegal. It's the images. It's animated. See, so right there, anybody that tries to say that it's child pornography, they're wrong. I say, well, where are the children that are being used? And they say, well, they're right. I say, well, they were drawn. They're not even real kids. They're drawn.
All right, our number here on the Phil Hendry Show, I'm speaking with Brad Rifkin with the Rifkin Advertising and his production company, La Vida Loca Productions, which is a pretty, I think it's a sick name for a company that's proffering DVDs of animated child pornography. And
no, wait. Well, that's not the only thing we're involved in. We've got a lot of, we've got our own Girls Gone Wild series. We've got a number of things that we do, but what I'm saying is, this is a million. Look, there's real money to be made here because there's a market. I'm sorry that there are people who are into this kind of thing. I personally am not, but we identified a market that we could market to legally, and we're asking for exhibitor space.
An animated series of kiddie porn. Now, you don't want me calling it child pornography.
No, because there's no children being used.
So you're saying that it is pornography using the images of children.
Right. And I think it's, if you think about it, the people that are protesting against it, they haven't got a leg to stand on, because what kid's being hurt? See, there's no kid getting hurt. That's number one. Number two, it just doesn't make any sense.
Because the images themselves debase children. And they not only debase children, they debase the people that make them. They debase human beings.
Well, there's nothing. What do you mean debase? There's no law against debasing yourself. I understand that in a perfect world, we all think a certain way and we all want certain things. But this world is not perfect. I'm a businessman. And I identify a market, but
isn't there some place, this is what we all, the argument that we all get into, isn't there a place where we draw the line? Isn't there some place?
Mr. Henry, nobody's getting murdered. No one's getting killed. You criticize me, perhaps, but who's the guy that does this Faces of the Dead? You've seen that one, haven't you?
Faces of Death, yeah.
Faces of Death. Now, can you imagine the individuals that get their rocks off looking at a man, getting decapitated or this kind of thing. And that's a hot seller. And people rent that.
All right, let's get back to this when we get back to it, okay? It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. It's part of our reboot, baby. That's Brad Ripken talking about kiddie porn as animation. Back here, it is the Phil Hendry Show. It's part of our reboot here as we begin our second phase or third phase or whatever you want to call it of the world famous Phil Hendry Show. And we're kind of showing off. We're rolling some of the best of bits over the many, many years that we did the show here for national syndication. We're back here nationally. And for all of, by the way, all the radio stations that are still with us, and there will be more to come. You'll be joined by others. As we said on our website the other day, you know, God bless you, man. I mean, you are part of the vanguard. You are the ones that will walk in glory with us. I don't want to get too weird. Returning to Brad Ripken, an advertising executive in Las Vegas, Nevada. This guy believes in somehow making pornography acceptable, even something as vile and base. Well, you listen here as he decides that animation is the way to go.
All right, and the Animators Convention will not allow you there, and that isn't that their right?
I don't know. My attorney is going to look into that. I don't think it is. I mean, we have a viable product. We are following all the prescriptions that are laid down for anyone that is exhibiting adult material. We have said we will have segregated viewing areas. We said that we will have limited viewing areas. We've gone the extra mile to make these people secure the knowledge that we will follow the rules of the convention. And yet they say, no, we don't want it because it's kiddie porn. And when I say to them, no, it's not because we're not using any kids, then what happens is what happens to everybody that I talk about this product to. Then they get, my business is called, you get dumb real fast. Some people get smart, some people get dumb. They don't have don't have an answer to that.
La Vida Loca Productions, animated child pornography. Because no children are being used, because it's animated, because there's no kid being used, it's not hurting any kids, it's just animated. And he wants space at the Animators Convention in Las Vegas in 2 months to sell his wares. He has DVDs, and I don't know what else, and I, to be honest with you, I don't even want to know. But the fact is, they're mounting a legal challenge to this Animators Convention to allow them to exhibit this stuff. The argument being, since it's animated, there are no children involved, it doesn't break any laws. The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. FUBAR. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Talking with Brad Ripken from La Vida Loca Productions. Why the name La Vida Loca?
Well, it's if you're involved in adult entertainment, it's kind of a wild, it invokes.
Do you consider this animated, these animated images of child pornography, do you consider this to be adult entertainment?
Look, again, Mr. Henry, I don't endorse it, but there's real money to be made with
Real money to be made with who? Pedophiles? With
I don't even know that you could call an individual who watches this a pedophile because it's not a real kid. A pedophile is an individual that hurts a real kid. But what do you call a guy that looks at an animated image of a kid? For instance, is it, and here's the one that always, whenever I argue with people about this, this always kind of stops them cold in their tracks. And I'll give you an example. When Elmer Fudd shoots Bugs Bunny, is that animal cruelty?
Well, it's an exaggerated look.
No. The question is, when Elmer Fudd shoots Bugs Bunny, is that animal cruelty? Yes or no? further, Mr. Henry, does Elmer Fudd shooting Bugs Bunny, does that give people the idea it's okay to go out and just blast animals with a double-barrel shotgun in the middle of a neighborhood, which is generally where, if you look at these cartoons, this character Elmer Fudd generally is living in a subdivision, and he goes out and he's using a double-barrel shotgun to kill stuff on his street. So does Elmer Fudd promote violence to animals?
I would say no.
All right. Then how can you say that animated images of kitty porn promotes kitty porn? You can't. It's impossible. And every time I say that to people who argue against what we do, it stops them cold in their tracks. So then I say, all right, then give us exhibitor space at the animators convention. They go, no, we can't do that. Because I find in the advertising business, more often than not, you're not dealing with intelligence so much as you're dealing with perception, and the perception is not necessarily, you know, coming from intelligent people.
Dave, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, how are you doing?
Fine.
First of all, his analogy with Elmer Fudd is, how often do you see talking rabbits out in the world?
Well, true.
Well,
exactly.
I mean,
in other words, it's not real. That's what I'm saying.
But yet children can
have
be
you
involved.
Ever, have you seen our films?
No, sir.
All right, then how do you know what's on our films?
I'm sorry, did you just use the word child pornography?
No, I said animated images.
I'm sorry, sir, animated images of what?
Of child pornography.
Okay, so thank you, sir. So you're pretty much saying that you are showing child pornography,
correct? No, I'm not. No, because child pornography has a specific definition. Real children. This is an animated image. Just as killing an animal is different from the animated image of killing an animal.
And how many times did Elmer Fudd actually kill Bugs Bunny?
It doesn't matter. He took a gun, he aimed it at Bugs Bunny, and he blew its brains out. Whether he reassembled his brains later on is...
Well, let's get to the point here. This animated child pornography, Mr. Rifkin, that you're marketing, is it fantastic in that way? Do the kids somehow disassemble into something else and become... You know what I mean? Is it like Japanese anime where it's all very phantasmagoric?
Well, I don't know what you mean by Japanese anime. I'm not a big fan of Japanese anime. The point that I'm making, I don't know what you're asking.
I'm asking, this man made the point, the Bugs Bunny talks.
Doesn't matter. I'm talking about the moment of violence between a shotgun and a rabbit. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, is that it?
But you should make a point with that. Go ahead. What's the point?
The point is that moment of violence between an animated character and an animated animal is no more real than animated so-called child pornography. It's not real because nothing's really getting hurt.
You're making a comparison of something that would never happen. Compared to something that could actually happen.
Look, I've got experience.
Product,
what do you mean never would? Are you telling me a guy would never shoot a rabbit? Are you telling me that could never happen? I have experience.
You meet the man with a talking rabbit, and I'll make
no,
it
no, no, no. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a guy shooting a rabbit. Not whether it talks or not, just a guy shooting a rabbit. I led a campaign for 3 years. That they stopped with the Yogi Bear cartoon because it intimated that bears were idiots and you could go in and shoot them because they're morons that wear hats. People said, well, it's not real. Okay, you don't think it's real, but here's a bear. All it wants is a picnic basket, some ranger that's an idiot. How do you know that this doesn't inspire people to go out there and brutalize bears? Or even so much want to go out and put a hat on one and a tie on it and mock it.
I love the way you just voiced that because I want to ask you the question. How do you know that your material is not going to inspire someone to go out and perform sexual activities with a child?
Ah, see, you didn't hear the rest of my statement. I wanted to call it Jellystone because that's the kind of insidious hold it has.
Wait, hold on for a minute. I never knew it was called. I always knew it was yellow.
Well, hold on. I'm just saying, then I said to myself, well, that's ridiculous. No one's going to put a tie on a bear. But this gentleman on the phone that I'm talking to right now, Mr. Henry, thinks that now people are going to go out into Yellowstone and put ties and hats on bears. That's what you think, isn't it?
That's not the action that's taking place that you're arguing.
No, you seem to think that animated...
What are you talking about? Is there any evidence...
Did you ever watch a Yogi Bear episode where you saw...
We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We got segment three. It's Brad Rifkin, who is an advertising executive, and he is talking with me about animating very unacceptable things. If you animate something that's completely unacceptable, does it make it cool? I don't think so, but hey... Welcome to the reboot of the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Visit us online at philhenryshow.com, philhenryshow.com. That's where you go and get all of this, 5,000 hours more of the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be back because we've got a lot more history to make with this show. Welcome back. It is the Phil Henry Show, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, because I imagine that somewhere in the world somebody's listening to us, and whoever listens to this show, man, automatically we're famous, I think. Anyway, we are listening to Brad Rifkin, who's an advertising executive in Las Vegas, Nevada, talking about wanting to show his so-called anime at a convention, and it is grotesquely unacceptable. Animated images, are they made more, pornographic images, are they made more acceptable by them being animated? And they're into a discussion here of Yogi Bear, which is not pornographic, but Yogi the Bear wearing a tie and a hat and looking like an idiot. And if we make bears look stupid, does that incite people into violence against them because they're so dumb? You know what I mean? Probably not. I don't even know what I mean. I don't know what Brad means. That's the more important issue here as we continue with Brad Rifkin talking to me about his asinine animation ideas.
When go out and put his hat and tie on?
I saw Yogi Bear episodes that trivialized and minimalized the bear in the wild. And
are you kidding?
You're not trivializing anything. You're showing flat out real situation in an animated fashion. I mean, have you ever?
Yes, but I'm saying that it doesn't affect anyone as brutally as a Yogi Bear cartoon. Because
how does Yogi the Bear?
You don't know how pornography is brutal.
It is brutal. Real child pornography is brutal. Animated child pornography. There's a question there. Now, if you want me not to hat, great. Then how come I've got to look at a bear with a hat? And what does that do? You know, we just had a grizzly bear that made it with a polar bear.
Well, why don't you have bears?
What are you talking
Why don't you have bears in your pornography?
Well, what do you, want to see animals get brutalized?
What's brutalizing an animal by putting a hat and a tie on it?
I'm just telling, this gentleman seems to think that animation is real.
Did you say that you led a boycott of Hanna-Barbera because of the Yogi Bear cartoon?
I had concerns.
Why?
Because I thought it made a bear look like an ass, if you want to make make the point.
All right, Dave, thanks for your call. 1-800-4- A bear made a bear look like an ass.
Yes.
All right. But then what?
Then I realized that I was, to quote my son, likes to use this phrase, hey, Dad, you're smoking rocks. You know, come on. I felt strongly about it. But when I saw the light...
When you saw the light, now you've got animated kiddie porn, and you don't care about bears with hats.
It's as harmful to a kid as a tie is on Yogi the Bear.
Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
No, I didn't say that.
Well, you're bringing up Yogi Bear, and you're bringing up... Bugs Bunny getting his head blown off. I never saw Bugs Bunny get his head blown off.
No, well, if you didn't see in one particular animated version of the Warner Brothers cartoons, Daffy Duck takes both barrels of a shotgun full to the face. Now, you tell me if that promotes, you know, blowing a duck's face off, or is that simply a animated image?
My point is that the image is so exaggerated of the duck and the man in those cartoons that no one could really take that to mean cruelty to animals, whereas animated child pornography, you say there's real money to be made.
Yeah, there's people out there that want to, they know it's not real.
What, are they enjoying it the same way someone enjoys a Bugs Bunny cartoon? You know, one of the things that we find fun about the Bugs Bunny cartoon with him getting a shotgun to the face is the humor. Is there humor in your animated child pornography?
Well, no, it's not whether it's humorous, whether there is a theme, okay? There's a theme. One may be humor, the other may be something else, but every night I'm looking at Greta Van Susteren talking about this Natalie Holloway girl. Every single night she drags that poor little girl's dead body into my living room. Every night Fox News drags another corpse into my living room. Now, should that be illegal? Should that be told, you know, should I go to New York to Greta Van Susteren and tell her that she's brutalizing me by dragging that poor child, Natalie Holloway, who's been dead for I don't know how long now, that if, and you know that Van Susteren, if she could actually drag that poor child's decomposed remains into my living room, she would. No one's coming down on her. Nobody's hitting her over the head with a sledgehammer. And you, what do you think Natalie Holloway looks like now? And I say that with all due...
All right, you're making your point.
No, but I'm saying it with all due respect. And you're coming down on me about...
Greta Van Susteren's investigating a murder.
Oh, come on, investigating. Mr. Henry, you know as well as I do that these people are not journalists. These people are entertainers masking as news readers or newscasters. Greta Van Susteren dreams of the day that they find Natalie Holloway's decomposed remains, and she could prop them up. I have been through a very emotional period because of this.
And finish what you were going to say.
About what?
About Natalie Holloway.
I think Greta Van Susteren dreams of the day that they find Natalie Holloway's remains, and Greta Van Susteren can prop them up in a chair next to her and interview them. That's how sick I think that woman is, and yet everybody's coming down on me.
I don't get it, man. I don't.
What don't you get?
I don't understand what you're saying. Dave, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hello?
Dave, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I just like to make a point, Mr. Henry, that the kiddie pornography, it is so wrong in our society. And when we look at cartoons, and
I agree with you.
The cartoon is a kid show. And it's made to have humor.
No, it's not.
As you grow up, you know the cartoon is not real.
Sir, not all animation is for children. The Japanese anime that Mr. Henry just referred to is very definitely adult animation.
Pornography is very, you know, is not for kids.
Right.
So how can you compare Bugs Bunny and Yogi the Bear to your kiddie pornography?
Doesn't that promote the humiliation of wildlife?
Oh, you know, we are human beings. We are superior over animals.
We
have the brains. We can determine. We can hunt them, but they cannot. God gave us that ability.
You should have an argument with somebody from
human and animal.
You ought to have a discussion with somebody from PETA, because those people would tell you that it is wrong to, you know, stick a tie on a bear and have him talking to a ranger.
Oh, no, they wouldn't,
man.
Please. No, they
wouldn't. You're talking about a cartoon episode.
No, what I'm saying is those people...
Know, we don't do that in real life. How many kids you know that grow up watching Yogi the Bear and Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd and say that, oh, we're going to go out there with a double barrel shotgun and shoot the rabbit?
Wait a minute. That's my point.
All my life, and I never go out there and shoot any rabbit.
That's my point.
A double barrel shotgun.
That's my point.
Because I know it's right and wrong.
That's my point.
What you are doing, sir, is you promoting child pornography to people, and you think that is right?
Wait a minute.
That is not right.
You just got done saying that if you saw Elmer Fudd unload two barrels of a 12-gauge into Donald Duck's face, that it wouldn't cause a kid to go out and do it. Therefore, you have to. Then you've got to use the same argument. When I've got perfectly good animated, the animated kiddie porn we've got. Look at.
Well, let me read the titles here. Here we have it. What is this? Super Baby versus Lolita in Diapers.
It's just the title.
Versus Lolita in Diapers.
What does the theme of your movie portray? That having sex with the children, that's okay?
Well, wait a minute. Again,
That's what you're doing, right? You're exploiting child pornography. And
no.
You think that's right?
But you think it's okay to shoot Daffy Duck in the face?
It's a cartoon, dude.
Mine is a cartoon.
We all know that cartoon is for fun, for kids. It's humor. It's like, you know, the coyote can never catch the roadrunner.
Let me put it to you
this
way.
Every episode is like that. It's just a cartoon.
So the roadrunner in the coyote cartoons depict a coyote which is endangered in three of the southwestern states, getting blown to bits by a rocket, getting on on rocket skates and hitting a locomotive. I mean, this is... Oh,
come on, man. There's not a coyote alive that sent away for rocket skates.
So that is true, too. I mean, I guess I'm going to have to assume that that's true. Not a coyote alive that sent away for rocket skates. A very, very bizarre series here with Brad Rifkin, an advertising executive from Las Vegas, Nevada, as he talks to us here about his ideas of animation. All right, we got also coming up next hour, we're going to be talking with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. That's always a treat and a half. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police next hour. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. PhilHenryShow.com, by the way, if you want to get a backstage pass and get really into the background of this radio show, What We Got. Welcome back here. Final segment here with Brad Rifkin, the advertising executive, with the idea that animating things just makes it all so good, no matter what the subject matter. Brad Rifkin and his cheesy animation ideas, and I think we're into a discussion now about whether the coyote and the roadrunner and Yogi the Bear, getting them blown to bits with shotguns, whether any of that is acceptable. Here we are.
But there are farmers and hunters like Elmer Fudd that blow Daffy Duck's face into tomorrow with a shotgun, and yet nobody complains about that. Now I would say
we hunt when people if they're a hunter that out there.
I can't believe we're having this discussion.
Food, look, hunting ducks for food. That's fine. That's their way of living. That's our human race.
Hunting ducks for food. Look,
yes.
If you look at all right, let's talk about adult porn for a minute. In adult porn, every adult porn movie ends with a certain thing, and I'm not going to say what it is. You know what it is, sir, and you do, Mr. Andrew, as well. All right. What's the difference between that thing that ends every adult porn movie and some guy unloading a shotgun on the Daffy Duck's face?
Oh, man. So, in other words, now you're telling me that Elmer Fudd shooting Daffy Duck is somehow a sexual act.
I think it could be interpreted that way, yes. Well, you can laugh if you want. But meanwhile, Greta Van Susteren is dragging Natalie Holloway's carcass through the...
And the thing about Natalie Holloway, come on, man. You think that by bringing her up on the Fox News, We are investigating a murder.
What is happening?
What happened to her?
Well, what's happening, Dave? What's happening here with this, Mr. Rifkin? You are like so many people who purvey this kind of garbage. You use this so-called. You use the so-called ills of society to make what you do all right. You use the exploitation of the press. You use images from just about any kind of medium to say, well, hell, if they do that, then I can do this. And
again, there's no kid being hurt. It's all made up. It's a made-up kid.
But it debases. And I'm not saying it's illegal, but I don't think that the Animators Convention should be forced or compelled by a judge to allow you onto the space of their convention. These are animators who are part of an organization, are they not?
Well, look, what are you all of a sudden representing?
No, are they part of an organization?
Yes.
All right, then they have a right to set the rules of their organization, do they not?
They are, but I don't see anything in their organizational rules that say that they can't have animated kiddie porn. See? Yeah, gotcha. Right there. You know, I should have played basketball because at the buzzer, I'd be hitting just as soft as a baby going to bed, man. I'd be hitting a swish 25-footer, and then I'd reach for the Gatorade, wink at the camera, fade to black, up on whoever, you know, Jillian Barbary given the weather.
All right. Mr. Brad Rifkin and his animated kiddie porn series, Super Baby and Lolita in Diapers. What a sick, sick freak. And then he says that Greta Van Susteren's the real criminal because if she could, she'd drag Natalie Holloway's decomposed remains out, stick them in a chair next to her, and interview them. Wow. It's Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. Communist influenced. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Say it to my audience.
I'd be very happy to say it, Mr. Hendry.
Well, what was it?
All right. I said, if Greta Van Susteren had her way, once they found that poor child Natalie Holloway's corpse, Van Susteren would bring it on her show and dance with it.
Oh, man. You really got to debase other people to make your act seem palpable.
Debase other people night after night after night?
She's covering a news story, man. Whether she does it with taste is another thing entirely. But Greta Van Susteren hasn't done what you're saying.
She'd bring it out. Did you ever see Interview with a Vampire when Tom Cruise dances with that dead woman? That's what she'd do. She'd go dancing about the set.
Oh, boy, you got a real sick imagination, don't you? And you're a guy who is...
Mr. Henry, you are the one who is characterizing me as sick. I'm simply a businessman. I've identified a market, and I'm trying to meet my customers' needs.
Meet your customers' needs, man? You're talking about animated kiddie porn, dude, whether it's real kids or not. You're meeting the needs of some twisted people.
And Van Susteren dancing with Natalie Holloway's corpse? What needs is she meeting?
She hasn't done that, man.
I say she has symbolically.
Well, symbolically is one thing.
Yeah, you know, about the whole Holloway thing.
Ma'am, can I ask you, this is Brad Rifkin. Don't you think that Greta Van Susteren would dance with Natalie Holloway's corpse? What's her name?
Holloway.
Dance with her corpse?
No, I don't think so. I think, actually, the more and more that are on TV is only because more leads come in. I mean, don't you understand
more
that
leads?
When they put...
When
more leads.
Ma'am,
I mean, don't you know that every
year and
time...
A half? And there's no more, they're no closer to finding that poor child than they were the first day.
They've actually turned their first initial suspect to a different suspect.
I think
so. Now they've seen that it actually is somebody that's from the Holiday Inn hotel or whatever the hotel is.
I think that woman would do the boogaloo. With
no,
all right, you're sick.
Hold on. First of all, what good comes out of your stuff? I mean, like, if there is a problem, I mean, do you realize that there are kids walking home from school and pedophiles pick them up and take them and mutilate them? Okay, there's a problem with it. So what are you doing to help the problem? You're actually contributing to the problem.
Well, ma'am,
I mean,
say that Bugs Bunny contributes to the problem.
No, and exactly. First of all, if you actually look in most cartoon channels, you don't see those things anymore. A lot of them have been eliminated. You can get them on video or something, but they're almost never on Cartoon Network or anything anymore. They're usually like space characters and stuff.
Let me ask you this. Can I walk into a Blockbuster and go over to the cartoon section, and if I'm an 8- or 9-year-old child, can I not still rent those videos?
Okay, but here's the difference. Here's the difference.
Wait a minute. Let her finish.
When right now, if there is a... Can we go out and shoot anything? No. we can be land up in jail if you shoot illegally. If you do not have permits, they're getting more strict on what you can and cannot do. You can't just go blow things. And first of all, a pig is not going to go blow up a donkey. I mean, a pig is not going to blow up a donkey.
No, I didn't say a pig. I said Elmer Fudd, which was a guy.
No. Elmer Fudd was a pig with a little hat on. Elmer Fudd was not a guy.
Elmer Fudd was a guy. You're thinking of Porky Pig.
No.
Porky Pig was a pig. Elmer Fudd was a guy. Who was he not, Mr. Henry?
Well, I think Elmer Fudd was
human. He was a little dwarf.
He was a little dwarf of a guy.
Oh, I see. So dwarfs are okay to shoot rabbits. You people.
No. Hold on. Let me ask you one thing. Is it okay for anyone? Can I just go shoot a rabbit right now? No.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't. I have to go get a permit. I have to be registered. My gun has to be registered. There's a lot of things that go.
But it's still legal.
Can I register to be a pedophile?
It's still legal to blow a duck's face halfway around the world.
What is it with you and the duck's face?
The point is,
Mr. Henry, the sex act, as we know it in pornography, is decried as debasing to the human experience. But I say to you, the children every Saturday morning see the symbolic sex act enacted with Elmer Fudd's shotgun being a penis.
All right. Okay.
I'm just trying to say, this guy's mental. Do we have a problem with child pornography?
Yes, obviously we do, ma'am. Okay. But I'm not doing that.
Care?
This is animated.
I'm just trying to ask. Do you care in today's society how many kids and parents have to go through that their children do not come home because of some sicko who wants to do whatever he can to his child and then when it's done, murder them? Do you care? I mean, what are you doing to contribute to help the problem?
Good question.
I mean, do you see that you're actually contributing to make the problem worse?
Well, I mean, what can one man do? I'm trying to make a nice dollar here. All I'm trying to do is...
You're trying to make a nice dollar... While we further debase and sexualize children, while we further drag ourselves down as a people. Don't you understand, man, that sometimes you just drag yourself down into the sewer so far? I mean, what has become of us that we sexualize children?
Mr. Henry, I didn't invent this world. I'm trying to make a beautiful dollar.
Well, you're not making a beautiful dollar.
No, he's not making a beautiful dollar, and he never did make a beautiful dollar, did he? There he is, Brad Rifkin, and... one of the classic hours we did on the whole idea of animating things, whether it's pornography or whatever, does that somehow all of a sudden make everything just a beautiful dollar? You're listening here to the reboot, the recommence of the world-famous Phil Henry Show. To our affiliates, to our listeners, to people watching us online, we're so grateful to have you back with us. We're so grateful to be back on the air, and we're grateful to be back in a situation and an environment where creatively we're going to be able to really stretch and do the things that we want to do. We got some great partners in our syndication effort, Ron Hartenbaum and the guys at WID, everybody, people at Dial Global. We're just really, really excited, and we're glad to be back. Please join us online as well at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. With a backstage pass, you can be watching the show right now as well as listening to it, okay? You can be accessing close to 5,000 hours of our archives. You can be watching our webisodes. You can be watching other animated features. You can be not the kind that he's talking about. You can be watching us doing interviews, listen to our radio interviews, and so on and so forth. On down the line. It's all there at philhenryshow.com. Coming up, we've got Jay Santos.